Good morning. We're back. Praise the Lord. Right? Yeah. Hallelujah. We done made it one more week, y'all. That's a blessing, right? And that's why we're here to praise and bless the Lord for His goodness. So today I'm going to read to you Psalms 150. Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the heavens of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to the abundance of His greatness. Praise Him with trumpet sound. Praise Him with lute and harp. Praise Him with tambourine and single or group dance. Praise Him with string and wind instruments or flutes. Praise Him with resounding cymbals. Praise Him with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath and every breath of life, I'm gonna say that again. Let everything that has breath and every breath of life, praise the Lord. All right? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Can we say hallelujah? Let's say that one more time. Hallelujah. Yeah. So let's praise the Lord. That's why we're here, y'all.
7 days ago, one day at a time. It wasn't promised to you, but we're here. I said a couple of Sundays ago when I was standing here that the spirit was high, that this should not be a quiet church. When you think about all of the blessings that God has, God continues to bestow upon you, this should not be a quiet church. When you know what you know, what you know, that He is worthy of all praise, all honor, all glory, everything that you can give Him, and yet that's not enough. But He is accepting of your heart just as you are, because He can fix you up and He can make you worthy. As we prepare to go into our communion service, our scripture reading is coming from Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, the 1st through the 5th verse, and it reads, "Who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before Him like a tender shoot and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to Him, nothing in His appearance that we should desire Him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering, like one whom men hide their faces. He was despised, and we esteemed Him not. Surely He took upon our infirmities and carried our sorrows. Yet we considered Him stricken by God, smitten and afflicted. But He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon Him, and by His wounds we are healed and made whole." God's word for God's people. On the night that our Savior was betrayed before going to Calvary, He sat in the upper room with His disciples, and when He had taken bread and blessed it, saying, "This is my body, which is for you. Take, eat. Let us eat." And in the like manner, when He had taken the cup and blessed the cup, saying, "This is a cup in the New Testament. For as often as you drink it, you show forth my death, burial, and resurrection until I come again." Let us drink together. Amen and amen. Put your hands together for the sacrifice of our Lord. Ushers, if there are those in the vestibule, you may allow them in at this time. For it is prayer time. It's an opportunity to come before the throne of grace in corporate prayer and corporate praise. We extend to you an invitation that if you so too desire, you may come up front, close to the altar, or simply stand in the pews. There's a song by a gospel artist that I love to hear from time to time. And it simply says that I pray for you and you pray for me. And then watch God change things. He will do that, my brothers and my sisters. So right now, where you stand, just simply pray and thank Him for that. God changes things. And you can't say that unless you know that you know that you know that He's changed something in you and for you. And that should prompt a praise on your heart. Just thinking back where you were, where you could have been. But by the grace of God. And even when you didn't know Him then, like you know Him now, He was still blessing you. He was still leading you and guiding you and protecting you and teaching you. The road has not always been easy, but that's where His grace has proved to be sufficient. Oh, gracious and merciful Father, we just humbly coming to. No, we just thank You for being in Your presence, because You're here and You're everywhere at the same time. Where can we go in this world where Your love and protection and Your presence does not abound? If we go to the deepest of the depths, You're there. The highest of the heavens, You're there. So Lord, it's a comfort to know that You walk with us in this feeble life journey that we're on, day to day, traveling down the highways and byways, traveling among dangers seen and unseen. Lord, we just thank You for Your presence. We thank You for Your protection. Thank You, Heavenly Master, that You continue to keep us on the potter's wheel, making us and teaching us more of Your character. We thank You, Lord, for the times that we have faltered and stumbled and fallen away from. But You welcomed us back with loving and welcoming arms and continuing to own us as Your own. Lord, we're grateful for what You're doing within this congregation of believers, teaching us, maturing us, walking us through another level of Your grace and Your mercy and Your power. Thank You, Heavenly Master, for these that have come. I know not what the issues of their hearts are, but first and foremost, it should be a thank You, Lord. It should be a thank You, Lord. I won't complain, because Your grace is sufficient, so thank You, Lord. All of us are dealing with issues of concern, trials, tribulations, adversities. But thank You, dear Lord. The purpose is for them to draw us closer to You. So, Lord, we just continue to humble ourselves and say, Lord, I am available to you.
Yes.
Use me,
yes,
until you use me up.
Yes.
And I will forever be thanking you for all these blessings. In Jesus' name, amen.
Many glad to know Jesus is on your side today. Well, first of all, good morning. I want to ask y'all if y'all don't mind. Please give God some praise. Hallelujah. And if you don't mind, I'm going to ask you one more thing, since that went so well. Would you please give God some praise for Deacon Carl Walker on his solo this morning? Amen. Also, part of our fingering solo this morning, Minister Charlotte McFarlane. Y'all give God some praise for her. All right, y'all. We finna get ready to talk about Jesus. Woo, that was weak. Let me try that again. All right, y'all. I said, we finna get ready to talk about Jesus. If you don't mind, look at somebody next to you and tell them, I know him. And look, tell them this, his blood still works. Hallelujah. Come on, give God some praise for Sister Lisa as she comes.
God is not dead.
Come on, Lisa.
He's still alive. The same blood that was shed way back at Calvary is the same blood that's working now for me. Oh, his blood redeems me from the stain of sin. And his blood cleanses me deep down within. If you ask me how I made it, or how I've overcome, I can tell you it's because of the blood.
Never, never
Lamb. Thank you for the blood. Oh, the blood. Of Jesus. Oh, oh, the blood, oh, the blood of Jesus. Yes, it does. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, oh, the blood Jesus shed. I ain't got no doubt about it. I know it works.
It's wrote in heaven. This song is a song simply of worship to the one who shed that blood for us. It's for everybody who knows that you would be nothing if it weren't for Jesus and his love for you. So, as we do this song, I want to ask you to tune out everything around you. If you need to close your eyes, you can. But I want you to focus on the one who did not have to do it, but who did it anyway.
right to praise him.
I know. Where he go? Okay, Jane.
I'm so glad you died for me. I'm so glad you shed your blood just for me. I'm so glad you rose for me. Sweet Jesus, Jesus, sweet Jesus, Jesus, I'm so glad you died for me. I'm so glad.
Sing, Jane, sing, Jane.
You shed your blood just for me. I'm so glad you rose just for me. My sweet Jesus, sweet Jesus. Jesus, help me sing. Sweet Jesus. My sweet, oh, the precious name of, he's so sweet, I know.
Confess that he is Lord.
Jesus.
Jehovah Jireh. He's Jehovah Shammah. He's Jehovah Rapha.
Probably waiting for the sermon, but I need to take some time because I know what he's done for me. Don't mind, whoever doesn't mind, just get on your feet and give him some glory. Lift your hands to him and sing his name. Jesus, his name. God some praise, everybody. My brother. I love the part in that song that Gene sang when it says, when I think of his goodness and all he's done for me.
Oh.
Oh, I need my handkerchief. Hold on. Huh? It's on the table. No, that's not it. No, I can't use that. I can't. God is able. Here for the very first time, I'm just crazy like that. God our Father, we thank you so much for all that you've done. We thank you for all that you are. We thank you for all that you've been, and ask you to please continue to speak to us through your holy and righteous word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Let's give God some praise for the fire choir. Y'all were wonderful. Wonderful, 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 wonderful. Give God some praise for the house band, everybody. Y'all see Brother Mike brought his shirt with some flames on it. He knew he was going to be jamming today. Let's go to Romans chapter 5. Hey, bro, Rico! Deacon Rico! Deacon Rico, everybody! Deacon Rico will tell you God will put you back in your seat. Huh? All right, yeah. I just wanted to make sure King James is it. There he is. King James. I ain't talking about the Bible. I'm talking about Bro Gill. Some of y'all will say, I didn't bring my King James Bible. Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5, everybody. Romans chapter 5. We're going to talk a little bit today about the blood of Jesus and why you need to be filled with his spirit. Okay? Why you are not saved if you are not filled with his spirit. Amen? Amen. This is such a beautiful sight. My sister, my brother, and they three children, y'all look wonderful. Y'all look wonderful. Welcome. We're glad to have you. You look wonderful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Let me say something about Deacon Emerson Smith, because he's sitting back there talking about, he ain't saying nothing about how I look. What do you... He ain't say nothing about how I look. But that it's beautiful to see a young black family like this. That's what I'm saying, y'all. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful? Romans chapter 5, everybody, beginning at verse number 1. Therefore, since we are justified and acquitted and declared righteous and given a what? Right standing with God through what? Faith, let us grasp the fact that we have the peace of reconciliation. To hold and to enjoy peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. Through him also we have our access, entrance, introduction by faith into this grace, this state of God's favor in which we firmly and safely stand. And let us do what? Rejoice. And what? Exult in what? Our hope of experiencing and enjoying what? Now, part of that rejoicing is what you're about to read. Verse number 3. Moreover, let us also be full of joy now. Let us exult and triumph in our troubles and rejoice in our sufferings. Now, let me stop there. He didn't say you wouldn't cry. He didn't say it wouldn't hurt. He's saying, I want you to work above the hurt. Even when you're crying, I want you to praise me and thank me for what you're going through. Okay? It is a matter of will, not emotion. When you feel your worst is when you should dance your hardest. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? You rejoice. You got that power within you. That's why in Isaiah 61 it says he gave us the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Are y'all here with me? The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. So when you have a spirit of heaviness, you need to put your clothes on. What are your clothes? Praise, thanksgiving, gratefulness, knowing that I'm going to get through this just like I got through that, knowing that if God be for me, who can be against me, knowing that I have not been brought this far for the Lord to drop me right now. And the key is, I might not see how to get out. I don't need to see. He sees. Rejoice in your sufferings. That's why you need to be around some saints who ain't complaining all the time. Y'all know folk who claim they church folk, they the most miserable people you ever met in your life. Most miserable people. And I be thinking to myself, ooh, if that's all God doing for you, I don't need that, baby. I'm doing bad all by myself. You need to get around some joyful saints. Get away from folk who complain all the time. Get away from folk who always negative, because that's their spirit. You can't change them. That's who they are. So don't think if I stick around them, I'm going to change them. No, you ain't going to rub off on them. They going to rub off. Life is too short. You don't know what day you got from one day to the next. You ain't got time to be wasting your time being miserable, being upset, being anxious, being depressed, and all that kind of stuff. You ain't got time for that. All right, now I said, now this is why you rejoice in your sufferings. What's that next word? Oh, I want y'all to say that real loud. What? So it ain't about what you feel. It's about what you know. What do you know? That pressure and affliction and hardship produce patient and unswerving what? Endurance. And endurance or fortitude develops what? Maturity of character, which is approved faith and tried integrity. And character of this sort produces the happy habit of joyful and confident hope of what? Whatever you're going through is preparing you for where you're going. That's what you keep in mind. It's preparing you for where you're going. And what you should do, instead of saying, Lord, I wished I didn't have to deal with all of this, is saying, Lord, thank you for getting me ready. Y'all here with me? Thank you for getting me ready for my next step. And always remember, in Christ, your next step is always up, not down. All right, y'all. Oh, Lord have mercy. I want to do a whole lot right up in here, but I need to get to the point of the conversation. 6, while we were yet in weakness, powerless to help ourselves, at the fitting time, Christ died for in behalf of the who? Ungodly. Y'all here with me? You don't mind? Look at somebody and tell them, yeah, you was ungodly. Yeah. And thank you, in case you think I'm talking about somebody else. You know what I'm saying? No, you know what I'm saying? And look what it said. Now, it is an extraordinary thing
for one to give his life even for an upright man, though perhaps for a noble and lovable and generous benefactor, someone might even dare to die. But God shows and clearly proves his own love for us by the fact that while we were still sinners, Christ, the Messiah, the anointed one, did what? Died for us. He didn't wait for you to get right, because he knew you couldn't get right. Therefore, since we are now justified, acquitted, made righteous, brought into right relationship with God by what? How much more certain is it that we shall be saved by him from the indignation and wrath of God? That's what it means to be saved. Oh, Deacon Johnson back with us out the hospital, and she got her children sitting beside her. Hey, Deacon Johnson, how you doing? We're so glad to see you. And we want to give some praise, and y'all continue to keep our dear Dr. Watkins in prayer at the back there. Good to see you, Dr. Watkins. We holding you up in prayer. While we were sinners, the blood justifies us. What does that mean? It means that you don't have to be punished, because he was punished for you. Y'all hearing me? He bled his blood so you wouldn't have to bleed yours. He took the beating you should have taken. And because he bled, the blood now justifies us, which means what? In order for atonement to take place, blood has got to be shed. So when he shed his blood, God looked at him and said, okay, now for all of y'all who believe, he has paid your price. You should be in hell, but you ain't going, because somebody paid your price. Justified means what? That all of the sins you have committed in your past, as far as God is concerned, have never happened. When you get filled with the Holy Ghost and you start growing in him and learning about him, all of the sins you committed today didn't happen. All of the sins you gonna commit this evening didn't happen. All the sins you gonna commit next week didn't happen. His blood.
Ah, y'all miss it. Brother Bracken say all of them usual, all of them. All of them. All of them. Every sin you would. Now, this is why I said. Now, you heard what I said. If you grow in him, and if you stay with him, then that nullifies everything. Every sin you will commit until your last breath has already been paid for.
So what are you doing? I'm still messing up, preacher. You're growing. You know how to be unholy real good. Well, just a few of you, yeah, maybe about one, two on this first row. I don't know about nobody else. You know how to be unholy real good. Now the Holy Spirit has got to teach you how to live holy. That's why he forgives you, because the mistakes are part of the process. And that's why he says, when you do something, all you got to say is, Lord, I'm sorry, forgive me. Then if you're dealing with habitual stuff, you say, Lord, I don't know why I keep doing it. That's all you got to do is just tell him. He know why. You didn't turn on the faucet, you can't turn it off. Oh, y'all didn't hear what I said. You didn't turn it on, you can't turn it off. He can. That's why he said, come unto me. All right. Anybody glad about that? That's what verse 10 is all about. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, it is much more certain now that we are reconciled that we shall be saved. Now look at what saved means. Daily. Did y'all hear me? Daily. What's that first word? Daily. It's a process. Daily delivered from sin's dominion through what? Stop. You ain't doing it. He's doing it. His life is what's doing it in you. Are y'all with me? I got one more scripture for today, because it's about enough for the day. Are y'all getting this?
Yes.
I won't give you too much at one time, because we're going to keep on in Romans 5. Everybody go to Philippians, Colossians 1. Colossians 1, verse number 11. This is why Paul prayed what he prayed. We pray that you may have a new car. Let me ask y'all something. Come on, Deacon Clarence, help me out. Let me ask y'all something. If you need a car, would you possibly think that God knows you need a car? Hello? So you praying for something he already promised he would provide. Listen to what I'm saying. But my God shall supply. What? He didn't say half. All your need. Is he your heavenly father? When we were children, did we have to remind our parents when school was about to start that we needed some school shoes? In fact, as far as we were concerned, the shoes I got are good enough. So
So what if they got holes in them? Help them breathe. Help them breathe. Help my feet breathe. That's what that is. So what are they going to do? They're good enough. You didn't have to remind your mama to cook or your daddy. When you were real young, you didn't have to remind your parents that you needed certain vaccinations. Now, if that's an earthly parent, am I talking? Is anybody listening to me? So that's why we get into the word to find out what should we be praying for. Be invigorated. Verse 11. We pray that you may be invigorated and what? Strengthened with all power according to the might of what? His glory. Now look at why. To exercise what? Every kind of endurance and patience, perseverance, and forbearance with what? Joy. When you're going through, Lord, give me your power so that in the middle of all of this, I'll still have your joy. I know you're going to work it out. I know you're going to bring me out. But until I come out, give me your joy. A testimony is when people see that you are going through difficult circumstances, but the circumstances cannot wipe the smile off of your face. The circumstances cannot take the joy out of your heart. The circumstances cannot make you walk around with your head down. Your head is still up because you know who you serve. You know who takes care of you. Joy doesn't always mean I'm happy. Joy means I know who got this. Joy means I might be hurting right now, but weeping only endures for a night. Y'all ain't gonna help me in here. Joy means that even though I'm going through the storm at this moment, I got a God on my side who has never left me before, and he'll never leave me now. Joy is when I know I'm gonna be all right. Joy is when you know that the Lord has taken you. The Lord is holding you. The Lord is rocking you. The Lord is standing you up. The Lord is giving you strength. That's when you can say hallelujah anyhow. Hallelujah anyhow. God bless you. Bow your heads. God, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your life. And we thank you for your joy. For my brother and my sister in this room who needs a spoonful of joy right now. Lord, I pray that forget the spoon, give them a whole cup full. Let them be able to walk out of here saying, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. There might be somebody here who has not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Right where you are, just say, Lord, I believe you died for my sins at Calvary, and I believe that you arose 3 days later. After that, Lord, fill me with your Spirit. Teach me more about you, because one of the things I'm beginning to understand is that, Lord, you have sure been good to me. If there's someone who is not a member of this congregation but would like to join,
Congregation, you know, you can come. Just come on, come. But if you want to join the congregation, you can do that too. In front of you, in the back of the pews in front of you, there are some cards. Feel free to fill out one of the cards front and back. And after you fill it out, then when you leave the sanctuary, right in the vestibule area, there is a big kind of box that looks like a cross. Put it in that particular box, and there will be members of the membership intake team who will be delighted to get in touch with you and give you a wonderful welcome as we welcome you into this body of believers, where there is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, and only one King, and his name is Jesus or Yeshua the Christ. Now unto the King, eternal, immortal, and invisible, to the only wise God be all glory, majesty, dominion, and power, not only now, but through the eternities of the eternities. It is in Jesus' name, in the Greek, Yeshua in the Hebrew, that we pray and give thanks for this moment or these moments of worship. Let every heart say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And thank you, Jesus.
God bless you. You are dismissed. Have a wonderful week in the Lord. Y'all.